What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Brokenomics. Now, in this episode, I am absolutely delighted to invite returning guest Richard Murphy, my favourite YouTuber in the entire world. He's made a video about Restore Britain, Rupert Lowe's party. And I haven't seen it yet, but I reckon it's going to be so good because his videos are always quite superb. We did that one, didn't we, a few episodes ago on his magic money tree theory. And I kind of picked that apart a bit. But I honestly do absolutely love this man. Richard, if you're watching, please come on the show because I think you're absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure you are not going to disappoint us in this one. Let's find out what you've got to say about Restore Britain.
This video is about something that really matters to me. It's about fascism. It's about the risk of fascism in the UK. It's about the risk, in particular, from somebody called Rupert Lowe, who is the MP for Great Yarmouth, who has issued a paper proposing that all, as he calls them, undocumented migrants in the UK be expelled from the country. But that isn't what...
That's what I love about Richard. I mean, no setup, no justification, no explanation, no, just it's just fascism. It's fascism in the UK. Why is it? Don't know. It just is. I don't know, maybe he's going to give us some sort of explanation. I'm not sure, we'll find out.
What he's really talking about, he's talking about literally creating a politics of hate, which would undermine the well-being of every single person in this country, wherever they came from.
Okay, so he's going to create the politics of hate. Right. And he's going to make everybody unsafe. Okay. Well, what if you're a young white girl living in an area with lots of Pakistanis? Are you going to be made less safe by Rupert Lowe? Or are you going to be made more safe? And if we had to pick the safe, I mean, let's just accept his framing that it is, we're trying to improve safety. Okay, fine. Well, whose safety do we want to maximise? Is it preteen girls, the ones in care, the ones from in vulnerable situations? Do we want to maximise their safety or the safety of Pakistani men? Yes. Okay. Thank you, Richard.
From this is about the state we choose to live in. Do we want to care or do we want to hate? This is the question of our time.
Well, it's a question, Richard, of who do we care for? Because different cultures have incompatible sets of goals. The goals of 12-year-old girls are to grow up safely and become an adult in good health without getting gang raped 100 times. The goals of Pakistani men in many of these communities, in many instances, is going to be extract as much as possible through the welfare system while raping young girls. And these two goal sets, they're not compatible. You have to choose one or the other. And, call me mad, but I prefer to protect vulnerable young people of this nation. I'm less concerned about maximising the utility of welfare-cheating rapists. But that's just me.
And that's why this matters to me. Because we have to make the right choice. Let's just look at the background of this. Rupert Lowe was elected as a Reform MP in 2024. He was elected for Great Yarmouth, and it wasn't very long before Nigel Farage threw him out of his party.
Well, I mean, that's just what Nigel Farage does, isn't it? I mean, he's an ego, he's a fragile egomaniac who cannot tolerate anyone else being even slightly more popular than him. I think Nigel Farage would genuinely have his dog put down if internal polling started to show that his dog was getting more popular with Reform members than he was, and Rupert Lowe was popular.
Now, there's nothing unusual about Nigel Farage throwing anybody out of his party. That's what he does. But the fact...
Snap! I told you I love this guy. We think alike in so many ways. Well, occasionally we think alike. But I like this chap.
It is that Rupert Lowe is continuing to sit in the House of Commons, and he has created a new political party. It's called Restore Britain. And it has now issued a paper this month called Mass Deportations, Legitimacy, Legality and Logistics.
Yes, he has, hasn't he? He's published a paper talking about how we can remove millions of people who are antithetical to our way of life, shouldn't be in the first place, are not contributing anything and are a danger to vulnerable people in this country. What a marvellous thing that is. Let's see if Richard, I suspect not, shares my optimism with this paper.
As zippy titles go, that is going to win no awards. But the point is, that's not, of course, what this is about. The paper is about his claim that he will be able to remove every single undocumented migrant to the UK within 3 years if he was to get into power in this country. And that is something profoundly toxic, not just in itself, but also for the impact it will have upon politics in this country, because what he is doing is trying to drag politics even further to the right.
Oh, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be gorgeous? I mean, a couple of points here. Rupert does not use the term undocumented migrant. I've read this paper. I've seen him give interviews multiple times. I've never heard him use undocumented migrant. It appears that Professor Murphy has been watching a little bit too much American politics and has decided to incorporate that term. And as for getting rid of them in 3 years, I mean, yes, okay, there might be one or two hiding in a cave in Gloucester or something. But I mean, if you've got to set your goal, haven't you? And if you mobilise to get them out within 3 years, then you know, if you get 95%, you're done bloody well.
Remember, those in his party think that Nigel Farage is a left winger.
Yes, there's a reason for that. The reason that we think that Nigel Farage is a left winger is because the reason that Rupert Lowe was thrown out of reform in the first place is because he said that he wanted to deport the rape gang communities, not just the rape gangists themselves, but their whole families, because their whole families were complicit in it. And we know this because when you look at the court cases that have taken place, you get the mothers and the sisters and the wives and the daughters of these men up in the gallery cheering on their men, screaming slag at the 12-year-old who was gang raped. These people were complicit. They understood what was going on, and they raised no objection to it. And when their men got found out, they supported them. That wouldn't happen. Imagine that, you know, a white British guy that you knew raped a 12-year-old Pakistani girl. Everybody would condemn him. You wouldn't have the female members of his family in court cheering him on and saying that he did nothing wrong and that she deserved. It would be unconscionable. And furthermore, these men were able to send out text messages and get like 30 to 100 guys to turn up from their community to also rape these children. I mean, again, that's just completely unthinkable. I could not send a message to one person I know to get them in on a rape gang, because we don't do this thing. It is antithetical to the way that we live and the standards that we have. But in this community, clearly not so. So I think we disagree on that bit, Mr. Murphy. But yeah, Farage, he is a lefty. He is co-opted uniparty. And that's why he's being endorsed by the BBC and all the rest of the media at the moment. Because they understand that what he is he's the Uniparty. He represents all of their interests. He's not going to threaten anything that they want. However, he's wrapped himself in a container that is palatable to the mass of voters. So we can keep the whole democracy sham going because we're going to get people to vote for this same thing all over again, this time wrapped in turquoise. That's why everybody in the media and the establishment tacitly accept that he's going to be prime minister and they're okay with it, and why we think he's a lefty, because he isn't going to change a damn thing at all. And quite frankly, if he is willing to make up criminal allegations against one of his own MPs in order to get them out of the party, in order to try and stop them talking about deporting the gang rape communities, then what the hell is he going to do to you or I if we speak out against the gang rape communities? So yes, Nigel Farage is awful. Glad he's done. Dustbin of history. Let's carry on.
So we are talking about something very deeply dangerous here, not just for those who are going to be targeted by abuse and hostility by those who believe that Rupert Lowe is right, but also about something much more pernicious, because that is the general change.
Well, the people who are going to be targeted are going to be people who were involved in the rape gangs and the people who were complicit in the rape gangs, and people who have come to this country and contribute absolutely nothing. They just live off welfare. Why should we be paying for Somalian single mums to turn up here, get given a house and welfare? And in many cases, they actually sue us if they don't think the welfare is up to their standards, if their accommodation is not up to their standards. I mean, of course, it easily exceeds their standards. But they have lawyers go to them. Interesting question mark around these lawyers and what's going on with them. But they go to these people and they say, would you like to sue the government and get money in a bigger house? And they say yes. Many modes of failure, treachery, subversion and invasion going on here.
Changes that they're promoting within the structure of our society. That last point is really important. My suggestion to you is that, important as this paper is in the context of migrants, immigration, and everything else to do with human rights, it is also about power, law, and the nature of the state.
Yes, the willingness to finally use power in the interests of the British people. Absolutely it is.
What Rupert Lowe has put forward is basically a blueprint for remaking the UK's constitutional settlement. Mm. This is not some minor tweak. This is about isolationism. It is about the concentration of power in the hands of a government. It is about the removal of human rights. It is about permitting prejudice. And it won't end with racism, although...
Right. On the point of removing human rights, well, human rights has become twisted to the point where we are willing to suffer through decades of gang rape and being sponged off in the names of some twisted human rights legislation, which has got so far away from the original intention of what was trying to be achieved. The original human rights legislation, I mean, let's face it, it was a post-war response to, you know, the Jewish situation in Europe. And, you know, whatever else you say about them, the Jews largely can behave themselves. You know, they can manage queuing and table manners and, you know, doing things like turning up for work and stuff like that. So not really a biggie. You know, we look at them and think, well, you know, close enough. But that is not compatible with desert people who just despise us and want to extract as much wealth as possible through indolence. So yes, we are absolutely right to be discriminating, to be prejudiced. I mean, it's just another way of saying discrimination. And who are we going to prejudice in favour of? Well, it's Britain. So it's going to be the British people. Why shouldn't we do that? Every other country in the world does that. That's all I'm suggesting.
Oh, clearly, that's where it starts. Of course, we will see homophobia next. We will.
How did you get there? How did you get from that to homophobia? I'm not homophobic. I love my house. But even, you know, okay. you know, addressing the gay question, I mean, all things considered, I would rather that people on our side not be gay, because then they would have kids and then we'd have more people on our side. But some of them are. Some of our best people are gay. So, well, we're just going to put up with that, aren't they? They're just going to have to get on with it. And but I don't want to deport them. If I could get them interested in the ladies and they could have kids and then we'd have more of our people, then that would be great. But why are we... Can you explain in any way, Mr. Murphy, how you got from that to going after the gays?
We'll see prejudice against anyone who is foreign, anybody with a second passport. We will see prejudice against working class people because...
How'd you get there? How did you get prejudice against... Most of the people supporting Rupert are working class. How did you get to that? Connect the bloody dots for us.
That always follows in these situations. We will see those who are vulnerable, whether they be neurodivergent, whether they have mental ill health or anything else.
I mean, two things there. Yeah, the people with mental ill health, they're all on the left. But, you know, as long as they're British, I mean, you know, we're stuck with them. We're not going to deport, you know, left-wing people, or as he calls them, mentally ill people. You know, they're ours. We're not doing anything in that. And as for neurodivergence, how many people on the alt-right media sphere are not neurodivergent? I mean, when was the last time you looked at a right-wing commentator and thought, oh, yeah, he's completely normal? No, we're all a bunch of autists. That's how we do what we do. We're not deporting ourselves. What are you talking about, man?
All those people will also be put at risk by a policy of this sort.
How?
This is about those who think they're powerful and right, backed by being white and male and having a supposed Christian ethic, even though what they say is about as far removed from the teachings of somebody from Nazareth as you can get.
I could have picked that on so many layers. First of all, I don't know, is the ultra-Marxist Richard J. Murphy a devout Christian? I don't know. I suspect not. Marxists typically are not that. There was some stuff about white male. I won't bother going into that because I'm sure he's going to mention it again, so I'm going to get another opportunity. And as far as possible of the teachings of somebody from Nazareth... Have you ever read the Bible, Richard? Have you ever seen where, you know, where Nazareth is? I mean, you're in the part of the world where they really don't kind of mess about when it comes to tribalism. It is absolute. You know, I did that Brokenomics, whatever it was, an episode or two ago, where I sat down with Fraz and Carl, and we talked about the different layers of religiosity and how they built up over time in the desert layer. Brutally tribal. So, yeah, well, I'm going down a rabbit warren here. No, let's just carry on.
This is about the imposition of power. So how would they do this? Let's just talk about the deportation issue for a moment, because it's important to note what this document says. Rupert Lowe says that we could not deliver mass deportations in the scale that he wants, in the timescale he wants, without major change to UK law.
That's why you get elected. Because at the moment, the UK law is tripping over itself with contradictions, carve-outs, exploits, which is being used to get us into the situation where we are being colonised by the third world. So yes, of course, you would change laws, but I watch your videos, Richard. I know what you advocate. You advocate changing laws all of the time. You just want to do it in a more Marxist direction. We're just doing it for the people of Britain, for the British interest.
That in itself is an important point. What he is saying is that UK law is at the present protecting our human rights, and we should be celebrating.
It was not protecting our human rights. It's protecting the interests of people who wish to exploit us and prey upon our children and our women. That's not the same thing as protecting our human rights. Our human rights, not that I'd frame it in this way, but if you were to alight upon a set of British human rights, I mean, what would it be? It would be to be able to grow up safely without being assaulted, to be able to walk down the street without being stabbed, to pay a reasonable amount in tax so that you can provide for your own family, so that you can start a family at a younger age, so that you can buy a home at a younger age, so that you can have children and you can raise them in safety and contribute to the next generation and national prosperity, bloody, bloody, blah. What human rights is he talking about here? The human rights to have a million people a year turn up and for huge numbers of them to receive benefits that those of us here have to pay for. And I mean, I showed a chart on the podcast the other day. It was breaking down contribution to the British state by ethnicity, and it's the whites alone who are making a positive net contribution. All other groups are taking out. And if you keep running up the immigration, this, I mean, it's only working now because there are more whites here who are paying in. And eventually that's not going to be the case, and then there is no way to make the sums add up, even if you break out Richard's magic money tree.
In that fact. But let's note how many people he says he's talking about. His claim is that there are around 2 million undocumented people in the UK. Nobody.
To be fair, we just don't know, because the government doesn't bother to track this. I mean, there's the boat people, but there's also people, the people who come over in the lorries is a bigger number. And actually, by far the biggest number, the people who turn up perfectly legally on or short-term arrangement. Oh, yeah, we're just coming for our cousin's wedding or something. And then they just disappear and they never go back. So how many people? I've seen a whole range of credible sources from 800,000 up to 2 million. But it's going to be in there. And okay, yeah, restore of picks somewhere at the high end of the range. But we don't know, so it could actually even be higher.
Nobody else says that. Nobody else actually talks about undocumented people either. A term.
Well, restore doesn't talk about undocumented people. They talk about illegal migrants. You've just picked that up from the US and applied it to them.
That he has imported from the USA, where this toxic.
No, he hasn't. You have.
Logic, of course, first developed. Another estimate says that at maximum there are 700 or 800,000 people who have no legal right to live in the UK but who are nonetheless here.
Well, that's an estimate. And it is an estimate because we don't know. So you picked a source that says 700,000. I mean, even if it is 700,000, well, they've got to go.
The government's estimate is lower still. The fact is, we've only had, at most, around 15,000 people arrive in the UK each year for the last few years who have not had their right to stay confirmed. And
So how the hell could he get to 15,000 people a year turned up? Well, we know the boat people alone, they're about 40 to 50,000 a year. And as well as all the people who skip out, who come in through the airports for a reason and then just skip out and don't reappear. In fact, we don't count them on the way out, so we wouldn't even bloody know. And so he's saying, so what he must be doing there is the 50,000 that come in on the boats, most of them then get granted asylum. Yes, that's because our government hates us. And what they're doing is completely wrong. The government should not be granting. Should be acknowledging refugee status of these people when they are quite clearly not. Because our government is mad doesn't mean it makes sense. That's why Rupert and, you know, our chaps have formed a political party.
And who we can't prove have left. In other words, if we had 100,000 odd people in the UK who do not have the right to be here, it would be quite surprising.
Well, yes, it would be quite surprising. Because it is implausibly low. It is ridiculously and implausibly low. Go on, Richard. Fantasy there.
But Rupert Lowe is claiming otherwise. So we learn from that something quite important in the first instance. What he is saying is that this is not a campaign against those who have no legal right to be here. This is a plain, straightforward attack on migrants, full stop. whether they have a legal right granted by the state or not. He is having a racist attack on people who he thinks do not look English, as he would define it. And I stress the word English very strongly here, by the way, because this is a toxic English logic.
What, do you think people in Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland are happy with this situation? I mean, evidently not. Evidently not. I mean, you could just bloody see it. I mean, the Southern Irish especially, I mean, they've been getting feisty, haven't they? They've been burning migrant hotels down and all the rest of it. And, you know, the Scottish people, they're definitely not up for it. I mean, remember Axe Girl? You know, the young girl trying to defend her little sister from a migrant who was being extremely bothersome and abusive. Yes, the English people are bothered about this, but I mean, I love the way that he tries to narrow things down on one side. You know, it's not that this is what the British people want. He keeps narrowing it down. It's white, male, English. I mean, why not just pick a bloody county or a town and narrow it down to that? But on the other side, he tries to expand it as much as he possibly can. So it's going to be, oh, it's anyone who's a migrant at all, even if they're invited in, even if they're married in, you know, even if they're, I don't know, a bloody Australian surgeon or something, you know, or whatever it is. The gays, the neurodivergent. I mean, it's, you know, you've got to apply a fairly consistent standard to this stuff, Richard. I don't think you're doing. I think you're being a bit hyperbolic.
And what he's saying is that he wants to get rid of these people in two ways. One is by forced expulsions, and the second is by creating a toxic environment so that they might decide to leave the UK anyway. He's hoping...
Yes. Yes. You see, the reason we want to do that is because it's easier. As you can see in America, going round, putting people in the back of vans and getting rid of them when they need to go is quite hard. But if you did things like turn off the halal, close down the mosques, stopped paying them to be here, all that sort of stuff, stop privileging them in law. When a native and an immigrant commit the same crime, you know, at minimum, start prosecuting them the same. If you're going to have prejudice, it should be for the British people. I mean, I think a crime should be treated as a crime. But no, we've got a two-tier justice system. We've got an infinite government largesse on benefits. These people are being... basically turned a blind eye to all their bad behaviour, and they're being paid to be here. So by creating a toxic environment, what we basically mean is make them live to our standards, and they won't be able to do it, and they will go away.
Being that 500,000 people might leave the UK each year as a result of that toxic environment.
I mean, I'd like it to be 1 million. Or 2 million. If you enjoyed that content, and of course you did because you are a smart person, then why don't you go over to lotuseaters.com where you can watch the whole episode for as little as £5 a month, which really is not much money at all, and you get loads of really good content.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.